Paul, I guess the obvious to start, can you give us an update at all on Nikolaj Ehlers?
Yeah, not till tomorrow. We'll get him looked at when we get back home.
How much of a challenge is that for you with your bench and the players in the game then when you're down to 11 forwards, obviously, and lose one of your top six?
Yeah, especially in the first shift. More ice time for other guys, so they're usually really happy with it. But you lose an important piece to your team, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I think they were faster than we were. That's a fact. I think, but they looked like they've looked recently on their streak. They look quick. They got real good sticks. Knocked a lot of stuff down. Blocked an awful lot of shots for us. That's a you know, a telltale sign when we're getting that big a number. You get into the 20 shot blocked. You're wasting an awful lot of offensive opportunities to get things going. We never really felt like we had a whole lot going tonight offensively. They were quick. They were good.
All those two goals in 33 seconds, both sort of courtesy of some, I guess, fortunate bounces if you're the Penguins.
Yep.
Did you feel like your team maybe sagged a bit after those two?
I got a little quiet there, but not for very long. I thought it was a fairly consistent game. There's a good 8-10 minutes in the second period where we're right on it and we're countering quick and getting, so we couldn't get anything to go there. That set us back. And you know, a 2-0, if you get one, you'll get all the momentum you need in the game. I like that part of our second period, but in general, it's fairly consistent.
And
there's a camera in the post, I guess, and yeah, it looked like it was over. I guess I looked at it for about 5 seconds on the bench. I'm not going to get much of an argument, be able to make an argument either way.
That's one where maybe if it is a save, team can build off that, a save of the year kind of
play.
Well,
it'd have been impressive off a post like that, but you got there to make the save. It's a good shot.
You pulled the goalie there with 6 or 7 minutes left. Is it your team?
It was just under, so it's the first timeout after the 6-minute mark. I didn't feel we had a whole lot going. Like, there wasn't a lot of sustained pressure. Like, we were right there knocking on the door. And figured we would need a bunch of time. You know, you're down 2, I wouldn't have done it, but down 3. You win a faceoff, you got 6, you got an opportunity. Put 6 real good hockey players out there, so take a chance. You know, you never want to walk off a bench feeling like you left things too late.
Just one more on the Ehlers. It was hard to tell. We didn't really see good replay. I mean, did he just kind of collide with
just a collision,
Crosby's
shoulder? I can't answer that. I just saw it as a collision and then didn't investigate much further.